Title: Sub Pressure Intro Slice Guide for Heavyweight Sub Impact in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build that old school jungle and rolling DNB intro pressure, the kind where the bass doesn't fully show its hand but you can feel it stalking the drop. This lesson is all about a workflow I call the Sub Pressure Intro Slice. The whole idea is simple. You design a proper, clean sub, you print it to audio, then you slice it like it's a breakbeat, and you use those slices to write rhythmic pressure patterns that tease the low end without giving away the full bass line. Then, on the drop, you bring the real bass in at full authority and it feels twice as heavy, because the contrast is doing the work. We're in Ableton Live 12, intermediate level, and we're leaning into resampling as the main technique. Let's get it. First, quick session prep so your low end behaves. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. If you want that classic rolling feel, 170 is a great home base. On your master, throw a Spectrum device on there. Not because we mix with our eyes, but because the low end is sneaky, and Spectrum is a reality check for whether your sub is actually stable. And if you want a safety net, while you're designing, add a limiter on the master with the ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. Not for loudness, just to stop surprise overs when you start saturating stuff. Here's the sanity rule: if your sub is fighting the kick, the entire tune will feel smaller. Always. Now step 1. Build a proper sub source. We'll do it with operator. Create a new MIDI track, load operator, and start with oscillator as a sine wave. Keep the level sensible, minus 6 to minus 12 dB. You want headroom, because we're going to add weight with harmonics, not just raw volume. Set the amp envelope tight. Attack basically at 0, maybe up to 2 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds if you want short hits, or keep sustain a little higher if you want longer notes later. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. The release is important. Too short and you get clicks. Too long and the sub smears into the next hit. Optional but very useful: add a tiny bit of bite so the sub translates on smaller speakers. Turn on oscillator B, also sine, but very low level, like minus 24 to minus 30 dB. Then detune it slightly, 3 to 8 cents. You're not trying to make it sound like a chorus patch. You're just adding micro movement so it feels alive. Then build your basic chain. After operator, add saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on, and compensate the output so it's not just louder. We're trying to feel more density, not trick ourselves with gain. After that, EQ 8. Don't automatically high pass your sub. People do that out of habit and accidentally delete the very thing they're trying to build. If it gets boxy, you can dip gently around 200 to 350 HE, but on a pure sub you might not need anything. Your goal right now is a sub that's clean, stable, and loud feeling without being loud. Step 2. Write pressure notes for the intro. Make a 4-bar MIDI clip on that operator track. Choose a key that sits nicely in the sub range. F and G are classics. For note range, you're generally living around F1 to G1, so roughly 43 to 49 HC fundamentals. If you want the sub to be slightly more audible, you can push up a semitone or two, but don't overthink it. We just need a solid root to build tension. Now rhythm. Old school pressure is usually not about fancy melodies. It's about simple notes with hypnotic rhythm. Try this arc. Bars 1 and 2 are sparse, like half notes or quarter notes with space. Bars 3 and 4 increase density. Add offbeats, add a couple of 8-note nudges, and then end the phrase with a little roll that suggests something is coming. When you're writing it, imagine the sub as a shadow or the drop bass line, not the bass line itself. It should feel like approach speed, not arrival. Now step 3. Resample to audio. This is the core move. You want audio because you can slice it precisely, and you can treat it like a drum loop. Jungle is basically the religion of slicing, so we're doing that but with sub. Two ways to print it. Quick way: freeze and flatten. Right-click the MIDI track, freeze it, then right-click again and flatten. Now your sub phrase is audio. Or the true print method: create a new audio track called SUB Resample. Set its input to audio from your sub track, monitor to in, arm it and record 4 bars. Teacher tip: print a couple versions, one clean print with minimal saturation, and one hot print with a touch more saturation, so it has more harmonics for small speaker translation. Name them properly, like F sub clean and F sub hot. This is boring admin that saves you later. Also, resampling hygiene matters. Consolidate the printed audio to exact bar lengths, so it starts right on bar 1 and ends exactly on bar 5. And add micro fades on the clip edges, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, so you don't bake clicks into every slice. Step 4. Slice the sub into a playable pressure instrument. Drag that resampled audio into a new MIDI track so it loads into Simpler. Twitch Simpler into slice mode. Now, slicing a pure sign by transients can be messy because there aren't obvious transients. So try transient mode first, but don't be surprised if it's weird. If it's weird, switch slice by to beat. Set the division to 1/8 or 1/16 for jungle style edits. 1/16 gives you that ratchet and roll potential. If things feel loose, go back to the audio clip before slicing and make sure warp is on. Use Beats Warp mode, preserve transients. That helps keep everything tight to the grid. Inside Simpler, set voices to 1. This is huge. You do not want overlapping sub slices stacking low end, because the moment two subs overlap, you get mud, phase weirdness, and random level spikes. Keep the filter off for now. Set the amp envelope. Attack at 0, release somewhere like 30 to 80 milliseconds. Shorter is tighter, longer is rounder. If it clicks, increase release slightly or add those micro fades to the audio. If you want extra smack, you can put drum boss after Simpler, but be careful. Drive 1 to 5, and if you touch boom, keep it tiny, like barely there. Boom can explode your low end faster than you think. Step 5, program the intro slices like jungle call and response. Now you've basically got a subsampler. This is where it gets fun. Create a MIDI clip on your sliced Simpler track, 4 to 8 bars. And here's the key concept. Decide your sub contract early. One voice, one job. In the intro, the sliced sub is not the main bass line. It's either a pulse, a call and response motif, or a fake drop burst that deliberately isn't the real bass. Let's do a classic 8-bar build. Bars 1 to 2, simple half-note slice hits. Leave air. Let the break and atmosphere breathe. Bars 3 to 4, move into quarter notes, and 1 or 2 eighth note pickups. Bars 5 to 6, more offbeats, maybe repeat the same slice a few times so it becomes hypnotic. Bars 7 to 8, give them a moment. A tiny 1/16 ratchet or roll right before the drop. And if you want this to feel more human without wrecking the low end, here's a clean approach. Keep your kick and main break tight. Apply groove only to the sliced sub MIDI, and keep it subtle. Like 5-15%, then manually fix any slice that lands exactly on the kick. That's the danger zone. Another power move, use velocity as a pressure fader. In Simpler, make sure velocity affects volume. Optionally map velocity to filter if you're using a filter. Then you can lean into certain hits without adding more notes. That's tension without clutter. Now step 6. Make the drop hit harder by controlling contrast. Impact is contrast. If the intro sub is as loud and full as the drop sub, the drop has nowhere to go. So, on the intro sliced sub track, add utility. Pull it down by 2 to 6 dB. This is not a weakness move. This is you making space for the drop to feel bigger. Also, make sure your low end is mono. If anything in your chain introduced width, kill it. Utility, bass mono on. You can even temporarily set width to 0% on your intro bus as a check. Optional but effective. Auto filter low pass on the intro sub. LP24. Cut off around 90 to 140 Hz and slowly open it over 8 to 16 bars. This is classic tease energy. You're changing what frequencies exist, not just making it louder. And then, the big rule. Bring in the real bass line at the drop, not before. The intro is the trailer. The drop is the movie. Step 7. Sidechain and phase sanity. Don't skip. Put a compressor on your sub. Sidechain it from the kick track. Ratio somewhere between 3 to 1 and 6 to 1. Attack fast, like 0.5 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Time to your groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on each kick. Then check alignment. Zoom in on the kick and sub waveforms, especially on the drop. If the first sub cycle fights the kick, you'll feel the drop go smaller instead of bigger. Fixes include nudging the sub track a few milliseconds with track delay, or making sure the sub starts on a zero crossing. And again, those micro fades on slices are lifesavers, 1 to 2 milliseconds, and clicks disappear without killing punch. Now, quick mistake check. If you hear messy low end, it's often overlapping notes. Simpler voices at 1, and make sure MIDI notes don't overlap. If the intro feels too full, it's probably too loud compared to the drop. Turn it down, low pass it, or both. If slicing by transient isn't working, slice by beat at 1/8 or 1/16, or add a tiny bit of saturation before printing so the waveform has more detectable edges. If you're tempted to crank distortion or drum bus boom, remember, the sub is the foundation. Harmonics are seasoning. Too much seasoning ruins the meal. Let's add a couple pro-level tricks for darker, heavier vibes. 1. Parallel dirt layer. Intro only. Duplicate the sliced subtrack. On the duplicate, hit saturator harder, like 8 to 12 dB. Soft clip on. Then high pass it around 120 to 180 Hz so the dirt doesn't mess with the Riedel sub. Blend it in quietly. You'll suddenly hear the rhythm of the sub on small speakers without losing weight. 2. Use reverb as a send and kill it at the drop. Put a reverb on a return track. Pre-delay 20 to 40 ms. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. High cut 1 to 3k. And low cut 150 to 250 Hz. That low cut is non-negotiable. Then automate the send up during the intro and hard cut it on the drop. That vacuum to impact effect is pure jungle drama. 3. The tension trick that never fails. Right before the drop, like the last half bar, mute the sub completely. No fade. Just remove it. Let only break and atmosphere play for a moment. When the sub returns on the downbeat, the room gets pulled forward. And if you want a more vintage sampler vibe, try a subtle pitch envelope and simpler. Just a few semitones down with a short decay. Use one slice as a short question and another as a slightly longer answer with that pitch dip. It reads old school instantly.